Hello and welcome to episode number 126 of the New LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. I'm Steve Webb and, like always, I'm your host. On the schedule today is Deuteronomy chapter 2, John chapter 9, and Psalm 48 from the God's Word Translation. Deuteronomy chapter 2. We went back into the desert, following the road that goes to the Red Sea as the Lord had told me. For a long time we traveled around the region of Mount Seir. The Lord said to me, "You've traveled around this region long enough. Now go north. Give the people these instructions. You're going to pass through the territory of your relatives, the descendants of Esau, who live in Seir. They'll be afraid of you, but be very careful. Don't start a fight with them, because I'm not giving you any of their land, not even to stand on. I've given Esau's descendants the region of Mount Seir as their property. You must pay them in silver for the food you eat and the water you drink. The Lord your God has blessed you in everything you have done. He has watched over you as you traveled through this vast desert. For 40 years now, the Lord your God has been with you, and you haven't needed a thing. So we passed by our relatives, the descendants of Esau, who lived in Seir. We turned off the road that goes through the plains to Elath and Ezion-Geber, and took the road that goes through the desert of Moab. The Lord said to me, "Don't bother the people of Moab or start a war with them. I'm not giving you any of Ar as your property. I have given it to the descendants of Lot. The Emites used to live there. These people were as strong, as numerous, and as tall as the people of Anak. They were thought to be Rephaim, like the people of Anak, but the Moabites called them Emites. The Horites used to live in Seir, but the descendants of Esau claimed their land, wiped them out, and took their place, as Israel did in the land that the Lord gave them." Then the Lord said, "Now cross the Zered River." So we crossed the Zered River. 38 years passed from the time we left Kadesh Barnea until we crossed the Zered River. During that time, all our soldiers from that generation died, as the Lord had sworn they would. In fact, it was the Lord himself who got rid of all of them until none were left in the camp. When the last of these soldiers had died, the Lord said to me, "Today you are going to pass by the border of Moab at Ar. When you come near the Ammonites, don't bother them or start a fight with them. I'm not giving you any of the land that I have already given to the descendants of Lot as their property." This land was thought of as the land of the Rephaim, who used to live there, but the Ammonites called them Zamzummim. These people were as strong, as numerous, and as tall as the people of Anak. But the Lord wiped them out before the Ammonites came, so that the Ammonites claimed their land and took their place. The Lord did the same thing for the descendants of Esau, who lived in Seir. Before the descendants of Esau came, he wiped out the Horites so that Esau's descendants claimed their land and took their place. Esau's descendants are still there today. The same thing happened to the Avites, who lived in villages as far away as Gaza. The Kaphtorites, who came from Crete, wiped them out and took their place. The Lord continued, "Now break camp. Cross the Arnon Valley. I'm going to hand King Sihon of Heshbon, the Amorite, over to you. Fight him and take possession of his country. Today I will start to make all the people under heaven terrified of you. When they hear about you, they will tremble and shake because of you. From the desert of Kedemoth I sent messengers to King Sihon of Heshbon with the following offer of peace. If you allow us to travel through your country, we'll go straight through and won't ever leave the road. We'll pay you in silver for the food we eat and the water we drink. Please let us go through, as the descendants of Esau who live in Seir and the Moabites who live in Ar did for us. We'll keep going until we cross the Jordan River into the land the Lord our God is giving us." But King Sihon of Heshbon wouldn't allow us to pass through. The Lord your God made him stubborn and overconfident in order to hand him over to you, as he has now done. The Lord said to me, "I have begun to give you Sihon and his country. Go ahead, take possession of his land." Sihon and all his troops came out to meet us in battle at Jahaz. The Lord our God gave Sihon to us, and we defeated him, his sons, and all his troops. At that time we captured all his cities and claimed them for God by destroying men, women, and children. There were no survivors. However, we did loot the cities that were captured, taking the cattle and goods. From Aroer on the edge of the Arnon Valley And the city in that valley as far as Gilead, no city had walls that could keep us out. The Lord our God gave us all of them. But the Lord our God had forbidden you to go anywhere near the land of the Ammonites. So you didn't enter the land along the bank of the Jabbok River or capture the cities in the mountains. John chapter 9. As Jesus walked along, he saw a man who had been born blind. His disciples asked him, "Rabbi, why was this man born blind? Did he or his parents sin?" Jesus answered, "Neither this man nor his parents sinned. Instead, he was born blind so that God could show what he can do for him. We must do what the one who sent me wants us to do while it is day. The night when no one can do anything is coming. As long as I'm in the world, I'm light for the world." After Jesus said this, he spit on the ground and mixed the spit with dirt. Then he smeared it on the man's eyes and told him, "Wash it off in the pool of Siloam." Siloam means sent. The blind man washed it off and returned. He was able to see. His neighbors and those who had previously seen him begging asked, "Isn't this the man who used to sit and beg?" Some of them said, "He's the one." Others said, "No, he isn't, but he looks like him." But the man himself said, "I am the one." So they asked him, "How did you receive your sight?" He replied, "The man people called Jesus mixed some spit with dirt, smeared it on my eyes, and told me, 'Go to Siloam and wash it off.' So I went there, washed it off, and received my sight." They asked him, "Where is that man?" The man answered, "I don't know." Some people brought the man who had been blind to the Pharisees. The day when Jesus mixed the spit and dirt and gave the man sight was a day of worship. So the Pharisees asked the man again how he received his sight. The man told the Pharisees, "He put a mixture of spit and dirt on my eyes. I washed it off, and now I see." Some of the Pharisees said, "The man who did this is not from God, because he doesn't follow the traditions for the day of worship." Other Pharisees said, "How can a man who is a sinner perform miracles like these?" So the Pharisees were divided in their opinions. They asked the man who had been born blind another question, "What do you say about the man who gave you sight?" The man answered, "He's a prophet." Until they talked to the man's parents, the Jews didn't believe that the man had been born blind and had been given sight. They asked his parents, "Is this your son, the one you say was born blind? Why can he see now?" His parents replied, "We know that he's our son and that he was born blind, but we don't know how he got his sight or who gave it to him. You'll have to ask him. He's old enough to answer for himself." His parents said this because they were afraid of the Jews. The Jews had already agreed to put anyone who acknowledged that Jesus was the Christ out of the synagogue. That's why his parents said, "You'll have to ask him. He's old enough." So once again, the Jews called the man who had been blind. They told him, "Give glory to God. We know that this man who gave you sight is a sinner." The man responded, "I don't know if he's a sinner or not, but I do know one thing. I used to be blind, but now I can see." The Jews asked him, "What did he do to you? How did he give you sight?" The man replied, "I've already told you, but you didn't listen. Why do you want to hear the story again? Do you want to become his disciples too?" The Jews yelled at him, "You're his disciple, but we're Moses' disciples. We know that God spoke to Moses, but we don't know where this man came from." The man replied to them, "That's amazing. You don't know where he's from, yet he gave me sight. We know that God doesn't listen to sinners. Instead, he listens to people who are devout and who do what he wants. Since the beginning of time, no one has ever heard of anyone giving sight to a person born blind. If this man were not from God, he couldn't do anything like that." The Jews answered him, "You were born full of sin. Do you think you can teach us?" Then they threw him out of the synagogue. Jesus heard that the Jews had thrown the man out of the synagogue, so when Jesus found the man, he asked him, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" The man replied, "Sir, tell me who he is so that I can believe in him." Jesus told him, "You've seen him. He's the person who is now talking with you." The man bowed in front of Jesus and said, "I believe, Lord." Then Jesus said, "I've come into this world to judge. Blind people will be given sight, and those who can see will become blind." Some Pharisees who were with Jesus heard this. So they asked him, "Do you think we're blind?" Jesus told them, "If you were blind, you wouldn't be sinners. But now you say, 'We see.' so you continue to be sinners. Psalms chapter 48. The Lord is great. He should be highly praised. His holy mountain is the city of our God. Its beautiful peak is the joy of the whole earth. Mount Zion is on the northern ridge. It is the city of the great King. God is in its palaces. He has proved that He is a stronghold. The kings have gathered. They marched together. When they saw Mount Zion, they were astonished. They were terrified and ran away in fear. Trembling seized them, like the trembling that a woman experiences during labor. With the east wind you smashed the ships of Tarshish. The things we had only heard about, we have now seen in the city of the Lord of armies, in the city of our God. God makes Zion stand firm forever. Selah. Inside your temple we carefully reflect on your mercy, O God. Like your name, O God, your praise reaches to the ends of the earth. Your right hand is filled with righteousness. Let Mount Zion be glad, and the cities of Judah rejoice because of your judgments. Walk around Zion, go around it, count its towers, examine its embankments, walk through its palaces. Then you can tell the next generation, this God is our God forever and ever. He will lead us beyond death. May God bless the reading of His Word. John 9, the entire chapter, was about Jesus giving sight to the man who was blind from birth. It's not often that an entire chapter is devoted to one event, is it? Evidently, the Holy Spirit considered this to be important, which is why the Apostle John spent so much time writing it out. One of the things I got from this is that this event shows us that there were many, many witnesses to this miracle that Jesus performed, and these witnesses were not just His inner circle. Number one, the blind man didn't even know who Jesus was when he was healed. And next, the man's neighbors, who had seen him begging for probably many years, saw and talked about the miracle. And then, of course, the Pharisees heard about it. They got involved. They talked to the man a couple of times and his parents, who confirmed that, yes, he was blind from birth. And I love what he said. He said, "I used to be blind, but now I see." And then, to wrap it up, Jesus told the Pharisees that since they claimed to be able to see, then they continue to be sinners. In other words, they were accountable for what they knew. And so are we. In Luke 12, we're told, "To whom much is given, much is required." There is responsibility in growing in spiritual maturity. We are to be salt and light for the world. We are to share the good news of a risen Savior. So don't be shy. When the Lord brings someone into your life who needs to know Jesus, introduce them. Happy Wednesday. Until next time, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.